Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If we think the United States is a nation of drinkers, we should remember how almost universal drinking was among the Gentiles in the first century and before. The overthrow of ancient Babylon occurred on a night when virtually everyone was drunk. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was at Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God which was at Jerusalem. And the king, his princes, and his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine, and praised the gods of gold, and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Daniel 5:1-4. That was the night the Medes and the Persians took the city of Babylon. The Apostle Peter reminded some of the early Christians that they had come from such a background. They had worked the will of the Gentiles when they walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter 4:3. Three of these expressions, excessive wine, revelings, and banqueting, are related to the drinking of beverage alcohol. I shall dwell today on the word reveling. The Greek word rendered revelings is komos, and is used only three times in the New Testament. Komos comes from the Greek verb kemai, which means to lie down. W.E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words defines the Greek to mean carousal, the concomitant and consequence of drunkenness. Volume 3, page 293. In the King James Version, the Greek is translated rioting, Romans 13:13, and revelings, Galatians 5:21, and 1 Peter 4:3. The word was originally used of innocent village merrymaking, but later came to be applied to rioting, drinking parties. J. Henry Thayer, the distinguished Harvard Greek scholar, says the word involves feasts and drinking parties, which are protracted till late at night and indulge in revelry. Page 367. If you listen to these scholarly definitions and discussions of the Greek, did you see anything in these discussions which reminded you of modern America? Did you know that American college campus life is characterized by excessive drinking? That many of our young people cannot excel in their academic pursuit because of their devotion to strong drink? Some of our college young people actually drink themselves to death because there are no, or at least very few, restrictions on campus drinking. Tragically, beverage alcohol is robbing this nation of some of its brightest minds. In 1959, Upton Sinclair wrote a very disturbing book with the title, The Cup of Fury. Sinclair points out that 11 of America's most successful and influential writers ended their lives by their own hands. All of these were heavy drinkers. Jack London drank all of his adult life. He decided he would drink more skillfully, more discreetly than ever before. He vowed never again to be a peripatetic conflagration. Upton Sinclair makes this observation. Thus proudly, Jack London concluded his story. He went on with his drinking, more skillfully, more discreetly, for 2 or 3 more years. And then, at the age of 40, he gave his last word on the subject of liquor by taking his own life. Page 12. Can America afford the brain drain which liquor and other drugs cause every year? Thank you for listening. And may God richly bless you.